T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people. Local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
State leaders say Illinois saw its biggest one-day spike yet of coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours. You heard Governor Pritzker and others live on WBBM spell out the expanded reach of COVID-19 in the state. And as that's happening, there's word the White House has approved Governor Pritzker's disaster declaration to help fight coronavirus. WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper is on the news line, and she begins our coverage.
Jim, Illinois now has 673 new cases of COVID-19, and 7 more people have died. Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says 37 counties are reporting COVID-19 cases.
Even if you happen to live in a county that does not have a case right now, you should absolutely take precautions and follow all of the same guidance as if you knew the virus was circulating in your community, because it is. Please take the same precautions and stay home as much as possible.
Governor Pritzker says his request for a federal disaster declaration has been approved by the president, which he says will provide the resources needed to fight the new coronavirus. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
You may have seen and heard it on your smartphone, an alert that Chicago's Lakefront Trail and beaches, the downtown Riverwalk, the 606 Trail, and all adjacent green areas are closed until further notice. Mayor Lightfoot today issued that order after seeing numerous groups congregate in apparent defiance of Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order to stop the spread of coronavirus. City Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says keeping a social distance from one another is the only way to stop the spread of COVID-19.
We don't have a vaccine. We don't have a treatment. The way we do that is by stopping more infections. And we stop more infections by having fewer people coming into close contact with each other.
Chicago police say officers wrote more than 50 citations yesterday to people violating the order and took one person into custody. If you're among the many now working from home, ask your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio for all the latest developments. The top federal prosecutor in Chicago is warning people to watch out for criminals using fear of COVID-19 as a tool to rip them off.
John Lausch, U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Illinois, says there's a prosecutor in his office leading the hunt for scam artists here.
We're seeing things ranging from people or businesses selling fake COVID-19 testing kits, fake cures, immunity pills.
In other words, things that don't exist. And look out for scams that may be coming because of federal COVID-19 relief legislation.
If they're receiving, you know, phone calls, whether they're robocalls or things online where they're saying, you know, here's how you can get access to, you know, a government stimulus check. Again, people should be very wary of that.
In almost all cases, online or by telephone, he says scammers are looking for your personal identification or financial information so they can steal from you.
Let's bring you up to date on some of the day's other stories. Illinois State Police investigating shootings that occurred last night and early this morning on Chicago expressways.
The first shooting occurred at about 10:30 p.m. on the Eisenhower Expressway near Austin. State Police say a 28-year-old Chicago woman was wounded by flying debris when someone fired shots into her car. The eastbound expressway lanes were shut down for about 3 hours while police looked for evidence. The second incident occurred on the Bishop Ford Freeway at about 2:30 a.m. According to police, a 36-year-old Dalton man reported he was driving in the southbound lanes near Michigan City Road when shots were fired into his car. He drove himself to a hospital where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. State police are asking that anyone who witnessed either incident call them, and they say they can remain anonymous. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A man's now charged with firing a gun on a CTA Red Line train this week. Police say 21-year-old Brandon Lattimore was arguing with another man on a train Tuesday afternoon at the 79th Street station. Lattimore allegedly fired one shot on the train before stepping onto the station's platform and firing another shot back into the train. No one was hurt in the shooting.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.